And today, it's a real pleasure to have a couple of representatives to talk about the Folk Festival, which is already, it'll be getting underway today. We have Dalel Khalil, who's here from Syria. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And we have some connections too. I used to eat at Khalil's all the time in Oakland. And also with us today, we have Conrad Ostertag. I hope Ostertag, I'll bet it is.
It can be done either way. In German, it's Ostertag, and in English, it's Ostertag.
And Conrad is representing Switzerland.
Yes, I am.
Today. I'll start, Conrad. Can you tell me a bit about just your are you yourself from Switzerland, or were you born in the United States?
I was born here in the United States, not too far away, here at the Allegheny General Hospital.
Not far away at all. How about your Swiss heritage in your family?
Well, my father was from Basel, Switzerland, or otherwise known as Basel. My grandmother, my mother's parents, they immigrated here from Switzerland also, but they're from a different part of Switzerland, Eastern.
What did some of your ancestors do for work?
My dad was trained as a ornamental and construction iron worker. That's what his trade was. He ended up being a truck driver and worked for Oswald and Hess down here on the north side for 40 years. My grandfather and grandmother, they were farmers, and they had a farm that they did up off a middle road, and like a lot of other families, they were either truck farmers and supplied the area with food.
And talking about food, as you were growing up, were there some specialties related to Switzerland that your folks would cook or import?
No, not so much import, but we would cook, yes. But we had a very varied menu. I mean, there's nothing much that I haven't eaten at one point in time. I mean, it goes from one end of the hog to the other.
When I think about, most people, I think of chocolate, maybe cheese, but I think most think about chocolate.
Chocolate is one, and cheese, I have a very great desire for cheese, and I can't find any what I consider good cheese any longer because, from what I'm understanding from some of the cheesemakers that I've spoken with, it's a turnabout of money, and it's just fast turnover. You don't want to hold on to material or your stock, and the old Gruyere or Emmentaler cheese was very sharp, which means it was at least 180 days, if not more.
Yeah, it is really hard to find cheese like that.
Yes.
I'm sure your feelings, your palate's probably a little bit more sensitive than mine, but I can't. It's hard to find good cheese.
It is.
It really is. Now here with us also is Dalel Khalil. It's so nice to have you here. And you might remember, are there still Khalil's restaurants?
We took a little temporary break. My father had a stroke. My mother had passed. And we took a temporary break. And we said, hey, let's just take a few months off. We've been at this for 43 years. We're exhausted. We've been going strong since 1972, around the corner from YEP Studios. And we just said, let's take a break. And then 2 years passed, and we're still on that. It's not even really much of a break. It's just, you know, we're taking care of our father, and we will reopen. There's not a question about that. We just have been going at that for 43 years, and we just said, we're just going to take a little break right now.
And we were talking way back when you were on Semple Street in Oakland, and our studios back at the old days of WYEP when we were there, were on Cable Place. And you mentioned painting the clouds in the studio that were there. And that one reason that brought a big smile to my face is I actually painted in that exact same space. Added some little touches there too, and I'm tickled that
we
both put our hands on that same bit. That was one of the first things I did when I walked in there around 76 or so. And I also remember, of all, I love Midwestern food.
Oh, thank you.
But I remember that there was a period when you started serving breakfast.
Well, I'm not going to say how old I was when we opened the restaurant. Jeez, I just dated myself. We probably did. I was just a young girl, so I just kind of went with the flow. But I hope you enjoyed that breakfast.
It was amazing.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was normal. Pancakes and stuff. But probably the best pancakes I think I've had in my life.
Thank you.
It was a little, I think about an experimental, and it was just a short period. And there was a Khalil's Two as
yes,
well as
yes,
that.
Yes.
Might have been Khalil's Two that did breakfast.
We had three restaurants at one time, so we were crazy at that time. But I just want to touch on the clouds that we were talking about before, painting the clouds in YEP. That was such a cherished memory for us. The East End Food Co-op at that time was on the corner of Semple, I think, in Ward Street.
Yes.
We had our restaurant on Semple Street. YEP Studios were on Cable Street. And we were just young kids in the 70s. Okay, there I go.
Whatever.
So we were young kids, and we have such beautiful memories of going down into the studio YEP and painting the clouds, and you guys were so welcoming to us. No, really, honestly. And I never would have guessed I would have, you know, ended up in radio, whatever. But those clouds that you remember, it's touching my heart right now. Just because we were little kids and it was community ready, and look what the wonderful work that you're doing here with the Children's Museum.
Oh, I mean, thanks.
God bless you. It's like 40 years of this same kind of, you know, theme of reaching out to the youth. So,
well, I can picture those clouds. We're here to talk about the photos.
I know. We're reminiscing now. Sorry about that.
Here, I will make a good segue, but you did bring this to mind. I can remember hanging out in South Oakland and hearing all sorts of different languages, including a lot of Italian.
Yes, yes, yes.
And one day I was there and I heard drums and I heard music and it's like, what's going on? And there was a parade right down Cable Place and Semple and Atwood. And I forget the church, but
St. Lorenzo's.
It was Italian.
Yes, St. Lorenzo's. They had a parade that was a beautiful thing. The Italian community in Oakland, very strong Italian community that we grew up with, had a St. Lorenzo's parade, and it was just like in the old country, and they brought it here, and it was such a beautiful thing to grow up with.
It came just out of the blue.
Yes,
I almost thought, like, am I dreaming? What is this? You know, when I went out and looked at it. And there embodies Pittsburgh's spirit, you know. We talk about things like diversity and inclusion and empathy for other people. And while we all still have lots to learn and grow in those areas, and while there's, you know, ebbs and flows throughout our life, this city and those relationships between people from other countries go back forever, it seems. And part of it due to our industrial heritage. And that's what really led to the Pittsburgh Folk Festival coming into life some just about a little over 60 years ago. It's the 60th Pittsburgh Folk Festival. Now, brand new location, which is fun. It's in Schenley Plaza in that same Oakland, except, you know, close to Carnegie Library in Oakland. It's free. You just go there. There's all the booths. And you, of course, there's food for sale and other things for sale. Performances as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the countries that will be represented? And I have them if you do not.
That's okay. There's so many wonderful countries. I don't want to exclude anyone, but I know for us, we are having a beautiful dancer. She will dance a traditional Arabic dance. Her name is Jamina. She's a wonderful dancer. And so she'll be on today. Today, it's Saturday at 5 o'clock till about 5:15. And she'll dance to some very classical, beautiful Arabic music. A few years ago when we just joined, Syria just joined the Pittsburgh Folk Festival. A few years ago, of course, my mother took us when it was in the Civic Arena and we saw the roof retract. I mean, that's, yeah. You know. But we have it in Oakland this year, and there's going to be a lot of countries that are representing. Syria's doing our we're featuring Jemina. And a few years ago when we first started, we had a really wonderful Syrian group of dancers. So we're just kind of low-keyed now just because of what's going on overseas. We want to showcase our culture, but still be respectful of what's going on. So that's, on our part. We want to show the city of Pittsburgh and the people of Pittsburgh how beautiful our culture is, because it's so important to not lose that in what is going on.
Yeah, if you go to pghfolkfest.org, you can see the whole schedule. Today alone, the children's matinee, it starts at 11:30. The scheduled are Scotland, Lebanon, Philippines, India, China, Ukraine, and Slovakia. Then it continues with a strolling accordionist. Venezuela will be represented, Egypt, an Italian tenor, Hawaii is represented, Lithuania, India, Slovakia, Germany, Ireland, and that's just today. And also tomorrow, there's more, including Argentina, Iran. There will be American square dancing taking place, Scottish Highland dancers, Brazil. The best thing to do is go to PGH Food Fest, PGH Folk Fest. It is like a food fest, but PGH Folk Fest. there's so many good things to eat there.
There are. And what's wonderful is that we were there last night. Conrad was there as well. And it's set up so beautifully in the Shenley Plaza. And you can literally, take a culinary tour around the world and see the booths and see how wonderful these cultures are. And that really did build the city of Pittsburgh. We have our roots here. All of us, we have our roots here. We're such an immigrant city with such an immigrant spirit, and you can really get that at the festival today. If you come around and you can have delicious food from every culture and see those and experience those. There'll be crafts and things to do, just demonstrations, and you'll really get a feel of it.
Now, there are also, I was going to say, craft demonstrations are taking place that you can sample. And there's an artist market, too, where you can get a chance. There really are some very interesting items that you will not see anywhere else being offered by people that are connected to the countries that the items are from. So it's kind of exciting. Now, you both brought instruments with you today, representing your respective cultures. What did you bring, Conrad?
I brought my accordion. I enjoyed performing with my father for many years, and he was one of the last living members from the little the little German band that used to be on KDKA.
Is that right?
Yeah, and but he was never a performer as far as a musician was concerned at that time. He was a backup vocalist. And then many later years, he turned around and ended up being the leader of the little German band after that.
That's really something.
Yeah.
And he taught you how to play the accordion?
Well, no, not really. He sent me to an Italian fellow named Louis Valli, and he later on had his studio at Bullcoins.
I'll be. And you brought a drum along with you.
Hesitantly. I used to play. I was really good at 15, and I used to really play with my heart out. But I haven't really, I got a little bit older and haven't really played much. But I brought it just, to play if we want to hear some drum. But I would love to hear the accordion.
You were mentioning, Conrad, as we were just talking off the air about how much of a melting pot our region is. We sometimes don't think about that
Oh, that's very true. I mean, we have nationalities here that work together in the mills and what have you, which unfortunately we have very few of those mills left today. Pittsburgh's become more of a computer city and what have you, is in more up-to-date modern age. But these nationalities work together in building things, and they brought their heritage with them, and they brought their work ethics. That's the bigger thing, is their work ethics were so good.
Well, and skills and craft that in many cases did not develop in this country, other kinds did, but the diversity of what people are able to do with their own two hands, especially looking, you know, in the 1900s. You made me think, you know, today we have students coming in, as well as people in medical professions. So we still have people coming to Pittsburgh, sometimes for different reasons. We also have folks who are leaving their own country coming here. And it's nice to see fresh faces from other places coming here.
No, it is. It's very interesting. And I do a little bit of traveling myself, and I've gotten up into Canada a number of times, and I get out to the Midwest here. And just to see the different nationalities that are in these different areas. And this is, you know, Pittsburgh to me reminds me of many things, like just visiting Disney World, for an example, and walking around through there. And you're there with your family, but the bright thing about it is listening to all the different languages being spoken. And then you turn around and say, I know that one's from Austria, and I know he's from Germany, and he's from Italy, and there's a French girl down there. She's cute.
Well, we're going to get Conrad brought his accordion with him today, and you're going to play a song. It's got a German title, I believe. What is it called?
It's called Eurofahrt. It means traveling in the Jura Mountains.
Ah, okay. Well, we're going to let you get set up to do that. And I'm going to turn back to Dalal. Now, you brought a drum with you. Is it near you? Let's look at it.
It is. Grab it.
Yeah, we'll take a look.
So, this is just an old one. It's a little bit falling apart. The sides are need a little bit taped up. But it is an Arabic drum.
It's very pretty.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a plastic head. Back in the day, they used to use fish skin. And my sister, Zelfa, is an amazing, 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 amazing drummer. She's just, her hands are like butter. So she taught me when I was a child to play. And like I said earlier, in the segment earlier, when I was 15, I was really good. I'm not so good now, but I could manage to pull off a few beats.
Now, I don't know. Do you want to just, I don't know if you were thinking of playing with Conrad or...
I don't think so. I think Conrad would do a really great job, and I think I would mess him up.
Do you want to do you want to just play? Let me describe
sure.
As you prepare. It's about, I would say, 18 inches tall. And what's interesting about it is the head that you'll be playing on is maybe a foot in diameter, but then it tapers like an hourglass mm-hmm. to the middle that is maybe 6 inches, and then it flutes back out to the bottom. So it's it looks like an hourglass is probably
yes.
the best way
yes.
To describe it. It's made of maybe brass or steel.
Well, back in the day, the ones were the old drums were made with brass and fish skin. These are the more modern drums, and they're ceramic.
Really?
Yeah, and then this is just a kind of an overlay here. The head here is plastic. This is interesting because this is what's known as an Egyptian cut drum. I also have a Syrian cut drum, which is very similar, except it's more like an hourglass. But this one is kind of a little bit easier to hold for me, so that's why I brought this one
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it doesn't – and when I say hourglass, it doesn't taper in at that that tightly, but that's probably the best the best way I can describe it. Well, let's hear a few notes on that, and then we will get to the Hohner harmonica of Konrad Ostertag.
Okay.
And I'll give you a moment to set up. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, which kicks off at Schenley Plaza today and tomorrow. And representing Syria and the legendary Khalil's restaurants, we have Dalal here, and we'll hear some drumming.
All right.
You say that you're not any good. That was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I could just see people getting up and dancing. Let's take a listen to Konrad. Now let her rip whenever you're ready. I want to thank you both for being here. Pittsburgh Folk Festival gets underway in just about 2 hours at Schenley Park and will be today and tomorrow, pghfolkfest.org. Thank you very much, Konrad.
Well,
that
was
great.
You're quite welcome. It's my pleasure, and I wish everyone would come out and enjoy the performances that are being put on today and tomorrow. And I think you'll enjoy a lot of learning, have a great learning experience just watching the different nationalities.
Yeah, and the people that are there also, it's just fun to spend time with the audience too, who comes in attendance. Thank you so much, Dalal.
Thank you so much as well. We appreciate so much your support and your showing us, our talents and our voice to show the beautiful side of Pittsburgh, the immigrant side. Admission is free, so come on out.
Thanks, Dillo. And thanks, Konrad.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Labor Day weekend. Thanks for being here.
This year, Louis.